This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, January 15th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. California Farm Bureau reacts to the budget plan. Court clears Prop 50 maps. Wine bill targets bulk imports. House Dems to unveil a farm bill. And Senate hearing spotlights ag economy. Here's a programming note this morning. Daybreak West will not be published on Monday, January 19th. That's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. California Farm Bureau flags gaps in Newsom's budget plan. California Farm Bureau appreciated Governor Gavin Newsom for recognizing agriculture's role in addressing wildfire risk and water challenges in his state budget proposal, but warned the plan leaves significant gaps in support for farmers and ranchers. In a statement yesterday, President Shannon Douglas said the budget makes a substantial investment in wildfire response and climate resilience, but it falls short on funding for proactive on-the-ground strategies on working lands. These include grazing, vegetation management, and other stewardship practices that can reduce fuel loads, protect rural communities, and improve landscape resilience. Douglas argued that agriculture is already providing wildfire and water solutions, but needs greater alignment between state investments and regulatory frameworks to deliver results. She called on state leaders to streamline permitting and oversight so projects aimed at fuel reduction, water storage, and habitat improvement can move forward more quickly. Farm Bureau also urged the state to formally recognize agriculture as critical infrastructure, emphasizing the sector's role in food production, environmental management, and rural economies. Without that recognition, Douglas said, farmers face mounting regulatory and financial pressures that undermine their ability to contribute to statewide climate and safety goals. Federal judges uphold California's new congressional maps. A federal three-judge panel has upheld California's newly drawn congressional district map, clears the way for its use in the 2026 elections after a legal challenge by the California Republican Party and the U.S. Justice Department. The panel ruled 2-1 that the voter-approved map enacted through Proposition 50 in November did not violate federal law and could remain in place. Republicans had sought an injunction to block the map, arguing it was radically discriminatory by favoring Hispanic and Latino voters and thus unconstitutional. The majority found insufficient evidence that race rather than political considerations drove its design. They concluded that the map's purpose was partisan and outside federal court jurisdiction. Judge Kenneth Lee, the panel's sole dissenting voice, wrote that at least one district was drawn with race as a key factor, but the majority upheld the map. Newsom and the Democratic leaders welcomed the ruling as a victory for voters' intent. Opponents are expected to appeal potentially to the U.S. Supreme Court. California bill seeks stricter American wine labeling. California lawmakers are moving to tighten rules around wine labeling, introducing legislation that would require bottles labeled American to be made entirely from U.S.-grown grapes. AB 1585, introduced yesterday by Assembly members Damon Connolly of San Rafael and Rhodesia Ransom of Tracy, would end the current practice under federal standards that allows up to 25% of wine labeled American to be sourced from imported bulk wine produced outside the U.S. The measure is co-sponsored by the California Association of Wine Grape Growers and Family Winemakers of California. It builds on the state's existing truth in labeling standard, which already requires wines labeled California to be made from 100% California-grown grapes. Connolly said the labeling wine as American, while including imported bulk wine, undermines the reputation of U.S. producers and misleads consumers. Ransom said the bill is a common sense step to ensure labels accurately reflect where grapes are grown, particularly given California's dominant role in U.S. wine production. CAWG President Natalie Collins argued wine is an agriculture product that begins in the vineyard and that country of origin labels are critical to consumer trust. Other industry supporters emphasized the bill would not restrict imports or blending practices within or across states. Tariff verdict wait continues. Importers will have to wait for clarity on the fate of President Trump's emergency tariffs. The Supreme Court held off on issuing a decision yesterday. The justices did release three decisions, but the highly anticipated tariff case was not one of them. The tariff case didn't feature in Friday's decision day either. Ryan Majerus, an international trade lawyer at King & Spalding, told AgriPulse that the longer the justices take on the issue to offer a decision, the less likely it will be a unanimous one. He said it's probably unlikely that we will get a 9-0 decision, he said in an email, adding that the justices are likely, quote, debating the key issues and drafting separate opinions. Take note, the tariffs haven't dented China's growing trade surplus. Beijing posted the largest trade surplus ever yesterday, $1.2 trillion for 2025. That's a 20% increase on the 24 surplus. The surplus is widening on growing exports to Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia. USDA funding for digesters targeted in new petition. A collection of more than 30 groups wants USDA to stop funding anaerobic digesters through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The collection says the money should be spent on solar and wind projects. Food and Water Watch, the Center for Food Safety and Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, among the groups saying that digesters contribute to consolidation of dairy operations as well as water and air pollution. Their petition cites examples of spills from digesters and says that during the digestion process, they can leak about 15% of the methane they initially capture. The group say REAP gives more money to digesters than to solar or wind projects. Then on the other side, Bruce Knight of Strategic Conservation Solutions, who has worked with clients on REAP digester applications, defends their use. They meet or exceed regulatory requirements, he says. In addition, you're putting the digestate into a more usable and manageable form for it to be able to return to the ground. The renewable system, he says, gives us nutrients for the land, makes milk production possible, makes livestock production possible, and produces energy. Knight also says no one has shown that digesters cause consolidation of the livestock industry. Here's today's final word. What we grow in San Joaquin County reaches far beyond California, and our economic impact is felt globally. That Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom of Tracy speaking at the American Farm Bureau Convention in Anaheim this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, January 15th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.